It's Numero Uno, the most famous London poem of all, Wordsworth's sonnet, composed upon Westminster Bridge. We don't do it on the London and Poetry Walk. Don't do it because there's no need to. It's that well known. Instead, we do a couple of other delightful London poems in which Westminster Bridge figures. Poems you almost certainly won't know. One is by Fleur Adcock. Love her name, Fleur. French for flower. And Adcock is so old, so honest-to-goodness English. Etymologists say it's a diminutive of Adam. And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Male and female created he them, and blessed them, and called their name Adam, in the day when they were created. Formed man of the dust of the ground. And what do you know? The name Adam is said to be from the Hebrew Adama, meaning earth. In the Bible, Adam's just Adam. He doesn't have a surname. Whereas our poet isn't just Fleur, she's Fleur Adcock. Surnames, where do they come from? When do they debut? Well, you know something? This poem is, of course, going to be read out by Westminster Bridge, which is right next to the Palace of Westminster, Parliament. And what does Parliament do? Yes, it passes laws. But even more fundamentally than that, it wields power. It's the law of the land. And how does it law it over the land? In one word, money. Taxing and spending. Think about the Prime Minister. Knock the dust off the word. Really hear it. Prime Minister. Why is he the Prime Minister? Well, think about what he was formerly known as, the First Lord of the Treasury. Now, what's this have to do with that surname? Has to do with every surname, hers, yours, mine. Surnames became necessary when governments introduced personal taxation, the poll tax, it was called in England. Now, that's just a little historical aside. Let's get to our poem. The only other thing you need to know is that the poet, Fleur Adcock, was born in New Zealand. Important that. To get the poem, you need to know that. Bear it in mind. So many axial lines come together here. Like Wordsworth, like so many of us, she wasn't bred and born a Londoner. Though like so many Kiwis, she's of English and Northern Irish ancestry. She's got that lovely French first name, Fleur, Flower. She loves London. She takes the baton from Wordsworth and carries it winningly, carries it right to us, hands it to us. Here's the poem. Londoner. Scarcely 2 hours back in the country, and I'm shopping in East Finchley High Road in a cotton skirt, a cardigan, jandals, or flip-flops, as people call them here, where February's winter. Aren't I cold? The neighbors in their overcoats are smiling at my smiles and not at my bare toes. They know me here. I hardly know myself yet. It takes me until Monday evening, walking from the office after dark to Westminster Bridge. It's cold, it's foggy, the traffic's as abominable as ever. And there across the Thames is County Hall, that uninspired stone body, floodlit. It makes me laugh. In fact, it makes me sing.